beginning of Parshas Matos, the Torah writes all of the dinim of Neder and Shvua and Hafara. The father can be Mefer, the husband can be Mefer. And the Chumash introduces the Parsha of Nedarim with the expression, Zeh HaDavar Shatziva Hashem. So Rashi on that Pasuk quotes a comment that appears in the Tanoim, in the Sifrei. All the Rashi's on Chumash, he's always quoting Tanoim, Amaroim. When he's talking Dikduk, that's all on his own. But when he says something with substance, that's always either from the Mishnayos or the Gemara or the Midrashim, say quotes from the Sifrei. All of the prophets introduce their prophecy with the expression Koyamar Hashem, which is a lower level of Nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu has a higher Madrega than the others. He sometimes says Zeh HaDavar Shatziva Hashem. What exactly, what are you, a lower level, higher level? What is it lower and higher? So there was a Chassidish Rebbe, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Berditchever. From the early, he was a mechutna of the Baal HaTanya. Their children were married. And he has a Sefer Chumash that's called Kedushas Levi. And he writes on that comment that Rashi makes, he says, Poshe Pshat, that all the other Nevi'im would be given a Mara HaNevuah Chazon HaChalom, and they would have to interpret using their own language, their own terminology, what did they see in the vision. And even if you have identical twins, they don't talk the same language, they talk differently. So the Gemara has a klal, Ein Shnei Nevi'im Misnabim Misignar Echad. The Gemara says the two Nevi'im say exactly word for word, letter for letter, the same thing. Either one or both of them are Nevi HaShekher. It cannot be that the two Nevi'im saw the same video, the same Mara HaNevuah, and they interpreted it in their own language, the exact same word. It cannot be. Either one is a liar or they're both lying. It cannot be that they both say the same. But by Shabbeinu's Nevuah, it says in Parshas Bahaloischa, when Miriam said Lashon Hara about the Moshe Rabbeinu, who does he think he is? That he's Pirish Manu Isha. I'm a Navi, my brother's a Navi. What do they have to be Pirish Manu Isha? HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes her with the tzaras, because she said Lashon Hara. She meant L'Tavosai. She loved her brother. She meant L'Tavosai, but it still was Lashon Hara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're making a mistake. Not that he's very angry. Ana Mikol Adam, he's more humble. You never realized he's the Adon HaNevi'im. He says, "Me and the Baruch Hashem and Mar Elav Esadav Achalayim Adav, but okay, now the Moshe B'chol Beis and the Pel Davavoy. What does it mean?" So the Kedusha Slavi says, and Rabbi Soloveitchik said, "It's not just the Kedusha Slavi. All the Chach Mehakabola say the same. There was a major difference between the Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu and that of the other Nevi'im. Moshe Rabbeinu was given a Nevuah, word for word, letter for letter, Osius and Nekudas. The other Nevi'im were given a Mara Achalom Achazon." A vision that they had interpreted using their own language. So that's why the other Nevi'im say, Koyam Arashem. This is approximately what the Rabban Shalom says. Not direct quotation. Moshe Rabbeinu, Zeh HaDavar. This is exactly word for word, letter for letter, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. So the question begs itself, but Rashi says over there, Moshe Rabbeinu also says, Koyam Arashem. And this week said we have five times, Koyam Arashem. Next we said, a few more times, so how come sometimes Moshe Rabbeinu had the higher level of Nevuah, sometimes the lower level of Nevuah? So the Kedusha Slevi explains, whenever Moshe Rabbeinu is saying a din l'doris, the Dorim and Shvuas, the beginning of Matos, or he's saying any of the Taryag Mitzvahs, he's saying a din l'doris. A din of l'doris, that's Torah, that was dictated word for word, letter for letter. Pel, pel, dababai, maravalobachidus, it's not a vision. He was given direct dictation. Hashemini came here. Moshe Rabbeinu is just predicting. He's predicting what's going to happen in the future. That's not a din l'doris. That's a nevuah hayroah shor. So whenever Moshe Rabbeinu was given a hayroah shor, his madrega of nevuah was the same as the other prophets. He was shown a vision, and he said it using his own language. He would explain. He would interpret it. So Rav Soloveitchik, years ago in the 1930s, Rav Soloveitchik said the following Dvar Torah, and now this is a generally accepted yesod that there is a din in the Gemara, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin has Elohim HaNiskolim, Elohim HaNisrofim, Elohim HaNachnokim, Elohim HaNarogim, then you have Elohim HaLoikim, and Makas, Elohim HaGoylim. Then you have in the beginning of Krisis, Lamed Krisis, Amores Batorah. Then you have a Tosefta in Sanhedrin, Daf Pegimel. The Gemara quotes a Tosefta, I think it's in Krisis. Elisha B'Misa, a list of all of those Elchai Misa B'Deshamayim. Very short list. There aren't so many. Lamed Vav Krisa, 36 people, the Chayv Koris, but the Misa V'Dei Shemayim is a very short list, less than 15, maybe less than 10. There aren't so many. So one of them is Oiral Divrei Novi. The Novi gives you an instruction, you violate Divrei Novi. So the Minchas Chinuch is bothered with the Kasha, Moshe Rabbeinu was a Novi. Moshe Rabbeinu said, you're not allowed to talk Lashon Hara. Some of my best friends talk Lashon Hara. So whoever talks Lashon Hara is Chayim Misa V'Dei Shemayim. Moshe Rabbeinu said, you have to say Kriyat Shema Bizmana. So once in a while, someone wakes up, he misses Zman Kriyat Shema, it's Chayim Misa V'Dei Shemayim. Whoever does any Aver is Chayim Misa V'Dei Shemayim. So what do you have such a short list, Misa V'Dei Shemayim? Anything that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Misa V'Dei Shemayim. How can it be? We never heard of such a thing. So the Ragachaver has a chiddush. The Ragachaver works on this kasha, on the Minchas Chiddush kasha. The Ragachaver says it's only the Dor HaMidbar, those who heard from Moshe Rabbeinu directly, they're Takachai Misa V'Dei Shemayim. But we didn't hear from Moshe Rabbeinu directly. So by us, it doesn't apply. Well, they were not only heard direct. Others give other terutz. So Rav Soloveitchik said, no, he thinks the whole kasha is based on a mistake. Oivah Divrei Novi means that you're in violation of a Hayru Ashur. Moshe Rabbeinu said everyone has to knock on the next door neighbor's door on Erev Pesach and ask for matonis. So if someone would feel squeamish, he feels uncomfortable to knock with Shaul Isha Mishchenta, because it's basically Chesu Yisov is smallest, someone feels uncomfortable, so that, and he doesn't want to ask for matonis. Oivah Divrei Novi, Misa V'Dei Shemayim. If a person would leave over the month till the morning, the month, leave over the month, it's not a din l'doris, it's a hirah shor. So then whoever would leave over the month, Misa V'Dei Shemayim. But if we talk Lashon Hara, that's a din l'doris. So that's B'Toras Torah. That was when Moshe Rabbeinu said it, B'Toras Torah, when it was Zehad Dover, when it was direct dictation, word for word, letter for letter, because it's a din l'doris. Then the Torah has a whole system, when you chayv Misa, when you chayv Malkus, when you chayv Koris, when you chayv Misa V'Dei Shemayim, a whole system. When it's a hirah shah, then there's a din. Oivah divrei navi is chayv misa. There's an interesting pasuk in last week's seder that when Moshe Rabbeinu was nitzaved to go back to Egypt to take Bnei Yisrael out, so his wife had a baby and he didn't perform the bris milah. So Malach came by Yivakish ham iso, and then Vatikach tziporetzav Vatichras esar los mina Vatag leraglo Tamechasan damim lamulos. Why was the Chayim Misa V'Dei Shemayim? Never heard of such a din. The father doesn't do the bris milah. The baby is Chayim Misa Shemayim. There is no such din. A din is if the child grows up and he doesn't perform the after his bar mitzvah, doesn't take care of the bris milah, the parents never took care. He doesn't take care, then it's a chi of koris. But on the father, there's no koris, there's no Misa V'Dei Shemayim. So how come it's Vayivakish Hamiso? So I think the answer perhaps is the following. There is a machlokes hatanoim in the Mishnah in Chulin and Perigid Anoshe, when was the mitzvah of Gid Anoshe given? Was it given in Vayishlach? When the Malach broke Yankov Avinu's leg, then Akein Alech when Esau's Gid Anoshe, Bnei Esau means the children of Yankov Avinu, whose name was just changed to Yisrael? Oh no, the Malach broke his leg, that's what happened. After Maimon Hasina, Akein Alech Bnei Esau means the Jewish nation, not the children of Yankov Avinu. The mitzvah was given later, but the Chumash wrote it over here that you should know what the historical background of Gid Anoshe. The Mishnah has an afkamina, where there's noig b'tmeim, where the Gid Anoshe noig b'tmeim. So that's the simple pshat in the Mishnah. Comes the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis, and he said that's not the pshat. Everybody agrees that the mitzvah of Gid Anoshe was given to Yankov Avinu, that he has based on a medrash that he quotes in the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam gives you the historical development of the Taryag mitzvah. So he says, when the Baruch Hashem created the world and he instructed, Vaitzav Hashem, Alakim al Ha'ad, the Makol Etzak, Anachal Teichal. So the Gemara Sanhedrin, in the Sugya of Bnei Noach, sees in that pasuk Vaitzav, the six mitzvahs of Bnei Noach, six mitzvahs that were given to the Marish. So the Rambam explained, he wasn't given the din of Eid Melachai because he had to be a vegetarian. He wasn't allowed to eat any flesh. So forget about Eid Melachai. He couldn't eat any flesh. After the Mabul, then Kerek Esav Nesat Lechem Eskol, Kodesh Baruch Hu permitted Noach and his descendants to eat flesh, so then he had to give the din of Eivah Nachai. So that's why we call the Tishavah mitzvahs Bnei Noach, because before the days of Noach, there were only six mitzvahs. So the Rambam says, for 10 generations from Adam Rishon to Noach, there were six mitzvahs. Then it became Shavah mitzvahs Bnei Noach for 10 generations. Then Avraham Avinu was given an additional mitzvah, Bris Milah. Yitzchak was given an additional mitzvah, Hifrish Maisris. Yankov was given an additional mitzvah of Gid Anoshe. What do you say, Hifrish Maisris? So Rashi HaChumash quotes it. that when May Abraham, there was a famine, and Yitzchak follows all the traditions of Avraham Avinu. He follows all the Masorah. He digs the same wells and he gives the same names because they sap from Plishtim. Plishtim blocked it up. They threw in sand, so they ruined it. So the Psukim say he dug the same wells and he gave the same names, everything the same. So when there was a famine, Avraham Avinu's father went down to Mitzrayim, so he's prepared to go down to Mitzrayim. On his way down, he stops off in Chevel Azar. The Baruch Shalom says, I'll tear it, Mitzrayim. You're not allowed to go down. A lot of times people think that they're following the family tradition. They're not. It's not exactly the same. My grandfather was one of the founders of the Aguda, and therefore I belong to Aguda. What is the Aguda? 100 years ago, half the Aguda today. After Hakamas Amdina, after Mechemet Sheish HaTayimim, the whole world is different. My grandfather was one of the founders of Mizrahi, therefore I belong to Mizrahi today. What does the Mizrahi today have to do with Mizrahi? Then, it's totally different. No Shaykhahs at all. You're not following in the footsteps. You are making up, you made up your mind that it's the same when it's not the same. Everything is different. When I was growing up in Europe, my father had me grow with long payas. I'm going to make my children go. When your father made you wear long payas, all the children in the village wore long payas. Now your kid is going to be the only one. They're going to laugh at him. The teacher's going to make fun of him. It's not the same as it was then. Things are not exact. The whole world is changing. So Yitzchak Avinu is about to go in time and time. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you're not allowed to go down. Your father wasn't a korban. You're a korban. A korban is nifsal b'yotzei. Kachim kachim, the mokim is the Azar, kachim kalim is Yerushalayim. In the days of Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak, the mokim is Eretz Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yitzchak Avinu, you're going to go down to Mitzrayim. You'll be Nipsal B'yotze. You're a carbon. Your father was not a carbon. You're not allowed to go down to Mitzrayim. So the Pasuk says, so Yitzchak stayed in Gror. So Rashi quotes again from the Medrash. It wasn't Eretz Yisrael proper, but only Chevel Azar. It was also part of Eretz Yisrael. Otherwise, it would already be Nifsal B'yotzei. So it is part. Chevel Azar is part of Eretz Yisrael, but it wasn't Eretz Yisrael proper. It wasn't Eretz Zayin Amimim, and it was Bashana Hei. It was a Shnas Batzoris. And despite the fact there were two strikes against him, Yimtzah Mea Shorim. It grew 100 times more than what he expected. What was he making? He was counting his chicks before they hatched? What was he making? Cheshbon is how much it's going to be. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash, Yitzchak used to be Mafresh Maisus. So he was trying to make a calculation. How much Maisus will it have to be Mafresh? It grew 100 times more than he thought it was going to grow. So you see that Yitzchak Hefresh Maisus, and Yankov has given the Gid Anosha. What's the significance of each one of the others having an additional mitzvah? So Rav Soloveitchik was explaining that medrash that the Rambam quotes. The pasuk says, "Zachatis b'si Yaakov, afres b'si Yitzchak, afres b'si Avraham Esker." It says that there was a separate bris with Avraham, a separate bris for Yitzchak, separate bris with Yaakov. What made a bris? A krisis bris on Yiddishkeit, akdushas Yisrael. There's a famous discussion in the Mishnah Lamelech and the Parashas Drochim. They say from Jewish that the others, the first essay, that the Obis have the status of Benoyach, or the Obis have the status of Kedushas Yisrael. So many Achrayim have a compromise. Mishnah Melech has this Machlokes Tesis in the Ramban. So a few Achrayim have a compromise. Kedushas Yisrael means Kedushan ben Mitzvah Savitzivon, to the extent that you have mitzvah, to that extent you have Kedushas Yisrael. No such thing as what they call in modern here Kedusha Artilois, abstract Kedusha. The Netuah Zazach, you say, the Vilna Gaon is holier than you. It means the Vilna Gaon did more mitzvahs than you did. Mishnah has Esek Kedusha Sein. Mishnah in the first parak in Kem. Esek Kedusha had 10 levels of Kedusha Sa'aretz. And every step of the way, the Mishnah says, L'may nafkamina halach l'maysa. Eretzom kudashis mikol ha'rotzes, shed mevimena ha'im erishtei alechem. Ayoz ha'makov eschoma have more Kedusha than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Mishtar mitzorayim ha'mishtalchem. Yerushalayim has more Kedusha that you can eat kachim kalin. Harabai says more kedusha, and the different degrees of harabai. Every step of the way, the Mishnah says what has more kedusha gives you the nafkamina ledina. So if you want to talk about kedusha Yisrael, Avraham Avinu had one level of kedusha because he only had one mitzvah. Yitzchak Avinu had a deeper degree of kedusha because he had an additional mitzvah. Hefresh Maisus. Yaakov Avinu had a deeper degree of kedusha because he had the mitzvah Gid Anosha also. That's why it says Vechatis Bisi Yaakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bris of Yiddishkeit, Kedushas Yisrael with Avraham, and then another bris with Yitzchak, another bris with Yank. Each one of them had a deeper degree of Kedushas Yisrael, because Kedushas Yisrael means Kedushan b'mitzvah yisrael v'tzivon. So then the Rambam writes, This was so up until the days that they came to Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu gave the rest of the mitzvahs. So the Rambam says the machlokes, everybody agrees that the mitzvah of Gidon Osher was given to Yaakov Avinu. The machlokes HaTanoim is not when it was given. Machlokes is, we today still observe the din of Gidon Osher. Is that because it was given to Yaakov Avinu, or because it was repeated to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai? And the maskana is, the Rambam said the same by Bris Milah. We today observe the mitzvah of Bris Milah, not because it was given to Avraham Avinu. It was given to Avraham Avinu, it was only given as a Hirua Shoah. No Navi other than Moshe Rabbeinu was ever given a Din L'Doros. The other Naviim were Koyam Arashem. The only Navi who was given Din of L'Doros, that's how the Gemara says in the first half of Megillah. The Gemara is either quoting the last Pasuk in Chumash Vayikra, the last Pasuk in Chumash by Midrash, they're practically identical. Eila Mitzvah Ashtetziv Hashem is Moshe B'Har Sinai. So Eila Mitzvahs, these and only these are the mitzvahs that are binding the Doris, those that were given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Whatever was given to the other Nevi'im, Avraham Yitzchak, are only Hayru Ashur. So before the days of Moshe, so the Machlokes HaTanaim in the Mishnah, why do we today still observe the Din of Gidon Osher? So we paskin, it's not because, everyone agrees it was given to Yaakov Avinu. We paskin, like the Tashit in the Mishnah, it's not binding today because of what was given to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was given a Hayru Ashur of Gidon Osher. We observe it today, in same Bris Milah, we observe it today because it was repeated by Moshe Rabbeinu Hasina. So the din of Bris Milah, the father has to perform a Bris Milah, and his son, Koyde Matan Torah, was a Hayru Ashur. So that was Oyval Divrei Novi, it's Chai Misa B'dei Shamayim. That's by Vavake Shamisa. That was Koyde Matan Torah. But after Matan Torah, it's a real din. So it's governed with the rules and regulations of the Halach. So then there's no chorus and there's no Misa B'dei Shamayim. This is part of a long arichas. I gotta run. You should enjoy the Jewish community here. It's beautiful.
Thank you very much.
She is beautiful. My wife said-